I don't think I could say that I was happy with the responses that I received. I don't think people waiting on physiotherapy will be happy with it either. The stats that were released yesterday at the Health Forum meeting show that there's nearly 600 people waiting for more than 6 months in Donegal for a physiotherapy appointment. And there's a huge issue there that has a huge impact on patients and their families. One of the things that I had asked for clarity on was, were the three vacant positions being recruited for in Donegal for physiotherapists? And the answer was no. So the HSE are aware of the problem that the physiotherapy department is operating at 40% capacity, but there is currently no drive on to recruit to fill those vacancies, which only makes that problem worse. And it means that those 600 patients will be waiting a lot longer for their physiotherapy appointments.
A lot of people at this point are asking the question, is there a recruitment ban or isn't there? Because conflicting messages come depending on who you're speaking to. On the one hand, the HSE says, no, there is no recruitment ban. We're working within budgets. But on the other hand, as you say, they're telling you they're not recruiting where you clearly believe recruitment is vital.
Yeah, and this is an issue across so many different areas, Donal, also in home health and other primary care services. But specifically within physiotherapy, that question, I put it to them and sought clarity on that yesterday. The embargo is lifted, which is a great PR piece for the government and the HSE to put out there. But the reality is that the resources are not there to actually finance the recruitment and finance the posts within what's called the pay and number strategy for 2024. So they have their own caps within spend, within the financial kind of budget allocation for spend towards human resources, towards employment within those positions, including physiotherapy. So the embargo might be lifted, but the money is not there to actually recruit, which leaves people on waiting lists for longer.
Are you effectively then saying that the government and the minister's message to the HSE locally is, by all means, go ahead and recruit, but don't expect extra money to pay them?
Well, that seems to be the case, doesn't it? I mean, it seems to be the embargo is lifted, you're allowed to go and recruit, but effectively there's no money there to do it. There's no budget allocation for it. In addition to the 600 people on the waiting list for physiotherapy, for example, there's 373 people in Donegal waiting on home help, 266 of those who have no home help in place at all whatsoever currently. So this is an issue that is affecting not just one specialism, not one service for patients. It's wholesale across everything.